leaves the synapse area, then the dopamine goes back. The problem with meth users is this, though. They can't feel pleasure anymore after a while. That piece of chocolate cake, it's the little amount of dopamine, it doesn't work for them. Why? Because this is what happens. As there's more dopamine, the receptor sites on the receiving dendrite, it opens more of them. Because there are more chemicals present. So your body adapts, your body changes. If there's more of something, it just starts to develop its own receptor sites. Okay? Because it's used to all the dopamine. More than it can handle. So it says, hey boys, we got to change. So it opens up a whole bunch of receptor sites. But now you go off of the meth, and obviously you're going to have, you know, withdrawal symptoms, which are miserable. But once you go off of that, now I have my piece of cake, right? Which was pleasurable to me. I thought about it all the time. But now there are so many receptor sites and so little dopamine that when it locks in, it doesn't send a message of pleasure anymore. Why? There's not enough dopamine in too many sites, so it becomes inhibitory. Instead of a good feeling coming through, no feeling comes through. And no feeling in the pleasure center is a bad feeling. So people don't experience pleasure. They use meth for a month or 2 months, you know, once or twice a week. When they kick the habit and they go off of it, they have a very flat response to everything. They can never be happy about anything. In fact, they suffer from clinical depression. We had a meth user here who came and gave a speech about how he put a gun to his head and pulled the trigger and shot himself. And you could see that they reconstructed his skull. He obviously lived from it. And he was talking about meth and the hold and the rest of the thing and how he can't be happy about anything else. And then I heard a year later he went back to using meth again. After he had become, you know, a speaker to stay away from the stuff. That's how powerful this is. That's the power of meth, because the chemical goes right to one circuit.